From radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 17th of February, and this is what's happening in radio. Hi, I'm Brad Smart. Thanks for joining us. This morning, people are asking, is there a morale problem in SCA's Sydney sales team? Robbie Williams becomes the face of Smooth FM, but is it just a cosmetic change? And commercial radio turns up the heat on government to help fund the rollout of DAB+. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Moment. A report from Vivian Kelly from Mumbrella has people in the radio industry asking, is there a serious morale problem within the Sydney sales team at Southern Cross Austereo? Kelly claims a prominent two-day FM staffer was mouthing off at an outside broadcast within earshot of journalists last week about how the brand was drowning because of its current programming. Nova Entertainment's Chief Programming and Marketing Officer, Paul Jackson, has refuted suggestions that replacing Michael Bublé as the face of Smooth FM is a put-down to the artist. Jackson says the station has evolved over the past 7 years, and the new face, Robbie Williams, represents youthful fun, charming, cheeky, and light-hearted. The other change for the Smooth branding are the colours, from orange and brown to orange and blue. After judging the lay of the land at last week's commercial radio reception for Federal Pollies in Canberra, the industry hasn't wasted any time in asking the federal government to cough up $80 million to accelerate the rollout of DAB+. CRA Chair Grant Blackley says regional digital radio needs to be rolled out quickly to provide secure infrastructure for emergencies, like the recent bushfires. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And other stories making news in the industry. KISS 101's Jace Hawkins and PJ Harding can breathe a sigh of relief. Their contracts for the Melbourne station have been renewed to the end of 2022. They joined four other ARN breakfast teams to be re-signed, Kyle and Jackie O and Jonesy and Amanda in Sydney, Melbourne's Christian O'Connell and Robin, Terry and Bob in Brizzy. In New Zealand, there are big changes afoot at NZME. John O'Prior and Ben Boyce will host the Hits Breakfast from April, and Tony Street and Sam Wallace move to Coast to join Jason Reeves on Breakfast. While the ABC and regional commercial radio battle it out for who'll be called the official emergency broadcaster, community radio also pulled its weight during the recent bushfire crisis. CBAA says many community stations continued to broadcast emergency warnings on air and online throughout the crisis, and then worked to organise fundraising to rebuild their communities. Details of these and other industry stories are available right now at radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's confirmed. Michael Clark will be diving into the Sky Sports Radio breakfast show within the next few weeks. On Instagram, Clark has asked his soon-to-be co-host, Laurie Daly, how to get used to the early morning starts. And Hit 104.7's Natasha McFarlane is leaving the Canberra FMer to rejoin the local Win TV news department as a reporter. And on the jobs front, if you want to live on the Gold Coast, and who doesn't, Triple M 92.5 is looking for a promotions manager. 13th of March is the closing date for applications. And the radio and TV satellite service, MySat, is looking for a sales executive to be based in Sydney. You can check out details of these and many other industry jobs right there on the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Thanks for your company this Monday morning. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to stay on top of what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.